Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
So what does it mean to love our neighbor? Love our neighbor as ourself. Part of that is to show impartiality to your neighbors. Leviticus 19, verses 15 and 16 says, "Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Don't go about spreading slander among your people, and do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord God." So, you know, I see a lot of times in scripture, like Exodus chapter 23, it says, if you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take him back. You and I cannot be Christ followers if we are in competition or conflict with our neighbor. Instead, we are to have concern and compassion for our neighbor and have impartiality. Every society, every person in society has its prejudices. You know, we have these sayings, blondes are dizzy, teenagers are all rebellious, preachers are lazy. Well, we all make sweeping statements, and sometimes that prejudges others. But you know what? That hurts our community. It shows our laziness in judgment. Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21, observe these things without prejudice. Do nothing with partiality. So, you know, why is it easier to tear others down? Well, gossip does just that. And sometimes we get too far involved in that and it hurts our community. Can you show God's love to someone today by looking beyond what you see on the outside? This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you today to go the distance in Christ.